and you would cut back of the tendon on their hind leg, and you would put a stick through that, and it was called a Gatling stick. And then when they wet the hog up, you would put that Gatling stick through the tendon on the other hind leg. Then they would wash the hog down good, clean. Then you would gut the hog, and it took someone who really knew how to do it, to do a good job of it. And you would hold a huge pan, or a foot tub was what we used, and they would split the hog from, well, you see, you started at the hind end of the hog, and you'd go down until where you had cut the neck so that they would drain, the blood would drain out of them. And they would take the liver and lights out and hang it up. And then they would have this pan there that they would get the entrails, but they call them guts. And then you would, they'd wash out the hog good, and then they'd let him hang there until he was thoroughly chilled.
Like overnight?
No, didn't leave overnight. The hog, dogs would get them. But you left them there until, you leave one 3 or 4 hours, and it's really cold outside, then he'll get chilled. You left it there until it was thoroughly chilled, and then you took, you lifted him down on a table, kind of a rough table, and you would cut him up, and you would cut, you'd pull the leaf lard out, put it in one place, and then you would cut it into hams and sides and shoulders. You'd cut off the head. You would cut out the backbone. Now sometimes you would take a saw and saw the carcass half in two, and then you would take the backbone, the part that was the backbone, a wedge about that wide, and make pork chops out of it. But you didn't do that very often because you had no way of curing them. Sometimes you would do it. Sometimes I've seen them take those things out and salt them, but you don't salt them too heavily, because you never can get salt out, and smoke them. But you didn't do that very often, so there's no way of keeping it. Then you would, they would take the meat and salt it thoroughly and pack it up. The next morning they would take it out and spread, you would take that meat and salt it thoroughly, and you'd get pine branches, pine limbs, and you'd spread those all over the bottom of the smokehouse, and you'd take that meat and spread it out so that it would really get cold during the night. And the next morning, real early, you'd get out there and re-salt it and pack it back in that box. You'd do that 3 or 4 nights. Then you would pack it up and not bother it again until you thought it had had time to cure. But you had to examine those hams and shoulders, and they might spoil off if it really turned hot.
Yeah.
And then you would wash it and hang it and smoke it. In the meantime, while the men were working with the meat, the women would take those guts and they would rid them. In other words, they would get the fat off of them. And they would wash them. They would wash the small intestines and use those as sausage casings.
Mm-hmm.
They would wash the large ones and split them. And they cooked those, made them. And that's chitlins.